I am tangled up in self-identification and conceit. What should I do to get myself out? Thank you for your wisdom and your kindness. Well, you and a whole lot of other people, you know, I'm so self-identified and conceit. That's suffering, the whole schmear. That's why it's so important to come back to the that experience of you know, how do I, what's it feel like when I, my perspective or my experience is always either self-referential or the need to compare and compete with others, and it's a burden that we're picking up and carrying, and to be able to be alert to what burden am I picking up now? What am I carrying that's completely extraneous and unnecessary? Of course, sometimes it feels self-identification in me is absolutely necessary, but it gets burdensome. Being able to reflect, investigate, pay attention to that feeling of when we pick up that sense of me, then and the burden of identifying with the body, or my feelings, thoughts, emotions, ideas, views. There's a very different feeling when and it doesn't mean that one doesn't have any thoughts or feelings or particular, but it doesn't cloud the mind. It doesn't create conflict or difficulty, and it can be put down or let go of. But it's not that serious. You really notice self-identification when something feels like, well, this is really serious. I'm gonna hold on to this. I'm gonna fight for this one. That's a burden. Okay.